From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And in the midst of much talk about Ukraine today, President Obama released his 2015 budget proposal, spelling out his plan for managing finances for the fiscal year that begins next October. Democrats also hope it can be a platform they can run on as they prepare for midterm elections in November. And the president outlined the proposal during a visit to a Washington, D.C. elementary school, a nod to his proposal to expand early childhood education.
Our budget is about choices. It's about our values. As a country, we've got to make a decision if we're going to protect tax breaks for the wealthiest Americans or if we're going to make smart investments necessary to create jobs and grow our economy and expand opportunity for every American.
Let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. And Scott, it's about choices, it's about values, but give us the laundry list. What's in it?
Well, there's a lot, Robin. It's nearly $4 trillion worth. You touched on some of the high points. It would expand the earned income tax credit, which is a fairly generous tax credit for low-income families with children. But right now, it's very stingy for those who don't have children. So the president's plan would sweeten the tax incentive for working people who don't have kids. The budget also invests in roads and bridges and education, job training. And it would set aside $1 billion to help communities cope with the effects of climate change. One of those effects, of course, is drought and then wildfire. So the budget would make some changes in the way we pay for fighting the biggest wildfires so that that doesn't wind up taking money out of the kinds of forest management programs that can help to prevent those fires.
Any surprises? Because there's been a lot of speculation.
Not really. You know, there's rarely a lot of drama in the president's budget because the biggest ideas are telegraphed ahead of time, and that was certainly true this year. But this year, there's even less drama than usual because, as you'll recall, late last year, lawmakers struck a deal that says how much money the federal government can spend in 2015, and this budget basically sticks to that. The president is, however, proposing an additional $56 billion he would like to spend, some of that on defense, some on domestic programs. And he suggests paying for that with a combination of new tax revenues and spending reductions elsewhere in the budget.
But you say he stuck to the budget, so but that doesn't mean everything he's suggesting is going to pass. How are Republicans likely to feel about it and others in Congress as well?
Yeah, Republicans aren't going to like the budget, and even some Democrats will have objections. The parts that are most likely to be enacted are the parts that Congress doesn't actually control, and that actually is the lion's share of the budget now. What makes this exercise largely academic is that the majority of federal spending for programs like Social Security and Medicare now happens automatically without Congress even having to weigh in. It's the smaller discretionary part of the budget that generates all the argument, even though that's been shrinking as a fraction of the budget year after year. And it's unlikely that Congress and even Democrats will sign on with the discretionary part of the budget just as the president has proposed.
Well, this press conference was overshadowed, at least on television, by Secretary John Kerry speaking in Kiev about the crisis in Ukraine. How did it come up? Here's the president sitting before the press. How did it come up during the budget presentation, and what was the tone there?
Well, the president spoke very briefly about the budget, just 5 or 6 minutes or so, and then he took one question, which was not about the budget, but which was about Ukraine, and the president spoke probably at least equal length about the situation in Ukraine and his efforts to talk with U.S. allies about how to respond to Russia's military movements in Crimea.
Yeah, nothing new said by the president today, but maybe the other things that have been said firmly said, yeah.
I think he reinforced what he had said yesterday in the Oval Office before his meeting with the Israeli prime minister who was visiting. So he was able to sort of speak more forcefully about it today, but really just continued negotiations about how to make this a costly endeavor for Russia.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley, thanks as always.
My pleasure, Robin.